May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 983. Spirit of truth, come down, reveal the things of God. O make to us salvation known and witness with the blood. Hymn 983. Together, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan
and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And all bear him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son? And he said unto them, Ye will surely say unto me this proverb, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. And he said, Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Zarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Eliseus the prophet, and none of them were cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way, and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this! For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. And he arose and out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he, rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place. And the people sought him, and came unto him, and stayed him, that he should not depart from them. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee. May God bless to us that reading from his holy word, and may he teach us how to pray. most merciful and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, we thank thee for this opportunity to meet together in this house of prayer this Lord's Day evening. And we do seek thy gracious help and blessing upon us here this evening as we meet for worship. We pray, Lord Jesus, that thou would be one in our midst here this evening. Grant us the help of thy Holy Spirit, that in the reading and in the preaching and in the singing of thy praises, and as we come before thee now in prayer, that thou would order and orchestrate all things for thy honour and glory and for the good of our souls. Do bless this gathering here this evening. Lord, be pleased to lift up thy countenance upon us. We ask that thou would shine with thy light and love and liberty into our hearts this evening. And may we know something of the power of the Holy Ghost attending the word that is read. Lord, we pray as we've just read of that word together, Lord, we pray that it may be applied to our souls by the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that we may be instructed and guided and taught of thee, that we may learn of thee. We seek the application of thy word, that it may be applicable to our case. Lord, that we may know the power and the unction of the Holy Spirit, that he may take of the things of Jesus and reveal them to us, and that he will lead us into all truth. We do pray, Lord Jesus, for thy gracious mercy and compassion to be upon us. Remember us that are gathered here. Remember those that are unable to be here this evening. And Lord, bless those that are joining with the worship, listening in. Lord, we pray thy blessing may be with them and rest upon them where they are. Thou knowest, Lord, why they are unable to be here this evening. And we pray, Lord, that thou help them and grant them, Lord, that they may be lifted above any distractions and thy presence known where they are. Lord, thou art almighty, omnipresent. Lord, thou art not bound by walls. Thou art able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And we look to thee this evening and pray that thou wilt look upon us in compassion and send us not empty away. Touch our hearts and meet our cases and bless our never dying souls. We pray for any in affliction. We thank thee for recovering, restoring mercies to some. We pray those same healing blessings may be on others, Lord, as they have their afflictions. Lord, we pray that our afflictions might be sanctified. Lord, that we may learn of thee in these times of affliction and trouble, so that we may be brought into that place where the psalmist was, who said, "It is good for me to be afflicted." Oh, may there be some real good done, we humbly pray. May we not pass through things and out of things, unmoved and untouched. Oh, but may there be times where we're caused to cry out for thy gracious help and mercy. Those causes that are too hard for us, oh Lord, we pray that we may have them, so that through necessity we are found at thy feet, calling upon thy great and holy name. For few, if any, come to Jesus till reduced to self-despair. Well, then, Lord, may we prove ourselves as insufficient. May we prove ourselves unable. And, Lord, may we be led to the one who is able. And may we find that all our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Bless the children. Lord, we think of them growing up in this difficult and challenging time. Lord, we pray that thou bless them while they are young in life, and cause them to approach unto thee. Lord, teach them to pray, and where their help comes from. And may they, Lord, begin that life of faith and prayer while they're young in years. And Lord, we do pray that thou be pleased to lead them to thyself, and hold them fast and keep them near to thee. Lead them not to wander off into the world. Lord, there are many distractions, many temptations. Lord, we pray thy gracious hand might be upon them, and that thou would hedge about their ways and hem them in, that they may be guided and directed by thee. Lord, lead them not to wander. Lord, do have mercy upon them. We pray for some of the young people, Lord, that are taking exams at present. And we ask, Lord, that thou teach them each that precious, short, but prevailing prayer. Lord, help me. Lord, how many of thy dear children have had to pray that little prayer? And how often, Lord, thou hast been pleased to grant that help in exams and in times of need. And we pray, Lord, that there may be those results given and the outcomes that are good for them. And grant them, Lord, that submission to thy will, and guide them and direct them, Lord, in the choices that they have in their lives. And do help parents. We pray for them. And we do thank thee, Lord, for the children that have been born and raised among the friends here. And Lord, we pray from the youngest babe to the eldest, that none may be left out or pass by in the worship here. Lord, we pray that thou visit each soul, and in thy time and in thy way call them by thy grace, deliver them from their sins, and gather them into glory at last. And so we thank thee for thy gracious favours toward us. Lord, we pray for parents that thou guide and direct them in the wisdom they need. Lord, we need much help in bringing up our children in this difficult day. There are so many opportunities to sin, so many things, Lord, to take up our time, so many things to hinder. Lord, we pray that that thou would guide and direct us each. Lord, none of us are immune from the temptations of Satan. Oh, we do pray that thou make that way of escape for us. Lord, show us our weakness. Show us, Lord, our besetting sins. Make us wise unto salvation. Change, Lord, our hearts. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within us. Oh, do take away the heart of stone. Give us that heart of flesh. May we hunger and thirst after righteousness. Oh, may it, Lord, be no hardship for us to forsake the dying things of this life and to seek that better part. Oh, we do pray that thou wilt be the one thing needful for us each. Lord, we pray that thou make thyself precious. Lord, may none of us be satisfied with just that head knowledge of the Saviour. Lord, how we've read just now of those devils that testified who thou art. Oh Lord, we must know more. Oh, we do pray that thou work within our hearts. And Lord, we do pray that thou wilt change our hearts, that we may know that regeneration, be born again of the Spirit of God and made alive in the things of God and be found hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Oh, may, Lord, we be taught that vital truth concerning the things of this life. These can never satisfy. Give me Christ, or else I die. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from godless leaders. Lord, do work mightily in our nation. We do return thanks, Lord, for the Platinum Jubilee of our Queen. And it is by thee that kings reign. And Lord, we do pray, Lord, that in thy mercy thou wilt undertake for us when the next in line comes to throne. Lord, we pray that thou wilt work in the hearts of those that have authority over us, that it might please thee, Lord, to put in high places those who fear thy name. Lord, we pray that thou wilt change the hearts of those that seem far off. Lord, we pray that thou wilt restrain the power of sin and Satan, and that thou wilt change, bring those changes in government and in parliament and, Lord, in other places, that we may have right laws brought back upon our statute book and wrong laws removed. Lord, that thou wilt turn the tide of sin and iniquity in this land. Lord, lest we slide further and further into sin. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt revive thy work. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people might rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, do turn and smile upon us, and pour out the Holy Spirit of God abundantly in our nation. And may there be, Lord, an ingathering into the churches and into the chapels. And Lord, may there be a building up of thy kingdom here below in this our nation. Lord, do not turn away thy face in these things, we pray. We deserve it, Lord. We have sinned and grieved thy holy name. Oh, but do remember us with that favour that thou bearest unto thy people. Visit us with thy salvation and forgive us, Lord, our every sin. Lord, remember that the churches whom we are particularly connected with, we pray, Lord, and thank thee for the tokens here and there of thy work, the evidence of thy Holy Spirit working among the churches. Lord, we pray that there may be many more constrained in the day of thy power to take up their cross and follow thee. Be with those, Lord, who are on trial for pastorates in the coming year. Lord, we pray for those who are beginning pastorates in the coming year. And we pray, Lord, that thou raise up and send forth faithful servants to preach the unsearchable riches of God. And Lord, we pray that thou remember the needs of thy church here below. And we pray that there may be the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Lord, thou knowest the needs. Lord, thou knowest those who are being exercised concerning the ministry. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt work mightily, that thy people may be fed and taught of thee through the ministry of thy word. So, Lord, be with us here this evening. Remember thy servant, Mr. Richard Field, in his affliction and the deep affliction of his dear wife. We do pray, Lord, for thy restoring, recovering mercies. And we pray, Lord, that it could please thee to bring her out of hospital soon. And Lord, do be with thy servant and help him as he seeks to continue to minister thy word. We thank thee, Lord, for all that he has been able to do in thy name here over many years. And Lord, we pray that he still yet may see fruit appearing as he ministers the word here and elsewhere. Lord, we pray, remember him and remember thy people, and Lord, visit them with those tokens and those evidences of their interest and part in the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be with those who are seeking after thee. May true seekers be finders. O Lord, we pray that thou wilt bless seeking souls with those tokens. Oh, that there may be many, Lord, constrained to come and tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. So help us here this evening. Remember us for good. Take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Deliver us then, we pray. And as we leave thy house, Lord, do take us home in peace and safety. And abide with us, we humbly pray. We ask, Lord Jesus, in thy name. Amen.
1089. Sold under sin was Paul's complaint. He felt its galling load, though he by calling was a saint and rightly taught of God. Hymn 1089.
Me to the chapter we read, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4. With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from verse 42. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4, and verse 42. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place. And the people sought him, and came unto him, and stayed him, that he should not depart from them. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4, and verse 42. When it was day, he departed and went into a desert place, and the people sought him, and came unto him, and stayed him, that he should not depart from them. Before we come immediately to the text, in the reading, I wondered if there was anyone here that may have, reading those words in verse 39, wonder what it really meant when we're told of Simon Peter's mother-in-law being ill and then recovered. We're told, and he stood over her, that is Jesus, and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Thinking particularly of our younger friends, where maybe you've heard people maybe use this as a reason why women should minister and be ministers of the gospel and preaching in pulpits. I know I've had some who have sought to use this very verse. Well, it doesn't mean anything of the sort concerning preaching. This is mentioned as a clear indication of the immediate and the perfect healing of Simon's mother-in-law. She was lying, she was ill at home, taken with a great fever. Now, if any of you have had a fever and you've been sick, and then you've had the blessing of a recovery, it's not always immediate. There may be the turning of the fever, and you begin to recover, but it takes time, and you're certainly not feeling one moment overcome with a great fever, and the next moment you're able to go about your daily duties. She clearly did. She ministered. She was got up and began to serve the food and prepare the meal and such and so forth. I'm a minister of the gospel. I trust with the Lord's help. And I'm here to serve. And it's in this sense she was to serve, began to serve them, and to attend to her duties as a good and faithful wife in the home. And it's there to show this perfect and immediate cure. What a testimony to the power and the healing of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. But coming on to our text this evening, and when it was day, he, that is the Lord Jesus, departed and went into a desert place. He sought some solitary place. He left Simon's house. Whether he went to find a place of private prayer as we often read of in the Gospels, the Lord Jesus rising early, finding somewhere quiet that he might have time of communion with his Father in prayer. Well, here the Lord Jesus departs and went into a desert place, and the people sought him. Well, you may say this is the people wanting to see the wonderful outworking of the miracles. And that is probably the case with many. We cannot really truly understand the wondrous things that were taking place physically in front of people's eyes. Things of great wonder. Those with lifelong disabilities being completely cured instantly. Others who were possessed with devils. And there's no help for them. And here this glorious person is commanding those devils, and they're subject to him. They must leave them. And these cures are perfect, and they're lasting. It really is a true, wondrous day. This day of the power of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ in this earthly ministry is a day like no other. The power of God being made known. And how attractive. These things were done openly, often not in secret, but openly in the sight of the people. And who could not fail to be drawn to these things? They sought him. And having not found him at Simon's house, they sought him and searched for him until they did find him. And we're told they came unto him. And they stayed him. What does that mean? Well, they stayed him. They tried to stop him. The meaning is that laying hold of him, restraining him. They stayed him that he should not depart from them. In other parts of the Gospels, we read that some besought that he would leave their coasts. Think of those when the Lord Jesus cast out those devils, and into the herd of swine they went. Well, the men of Gennesaret, they sought that the Lord would depart from their coasts. But here, these stayed him, tried to stop him, restrain him. He would go and preach, and preach elsewhere, but their desire was that he should not depart from them. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. Well, you may say, well, it's lovely, but why have you come with this verse here this evening? Well, I would say this, that in reading through this chapter, these words, these three clauses really seem to lay hold of me. The people sought him. And thinking not of these men and women, boys and girls here, but you and I, in our lives, we too are witnesses of the Lord's work. You and I, we've seen the evidence of the Lord's gracious work in those that we know and love, in those around us, those that attend chapel, those that go to other chapels, those that are connected to us, in the world around us, that the Lord's gracious work, that there is clear evidences. If the Lord would open your eyes and mind to see them, there's evidences all around us of his answers to prayer. I wonder if you've ever heard of someone's being brought to pray and they speak of the Lord's answer to prayer. I wonder if that has ever been used in your own personal life. Have you ever heard of someone who's prayed and they've received an answer, and when you, maybe in days or years later, have got into a difficulty and it's come back to your mind, there is a God in heaven. There is a place of prayer. God will be prayed to. There's been a witness. Maybe you've seen one of your loved ones in a time of adversity or affliction or trouble, and the Lord's met with them and caused them to call on his name. And they've given testimony how he's pressed out of them a prayer, and he's not only brought them to pray, but he has sent them an answer, and it's left an impression upon you. Oh, what a precious thing that is. The Lord witnessing his work, giving us an eye to discern it, an ear to discern it, to see something of his work, the way he works, that the way he moves and operates with his poor, sinful people. And I wonder what, if it's brought you to this same response. You've been brought to try what your poor prayers can do. You've had to venture. You've ventured in need. Maybe you're venturing right now. May the Lord go on to be gracious and encourage you with those answers of peace. These people had seen something of his glorious work. Now we don't see in the same volume, in the same concentration, the same outward working of miracles, but there are still wondrous answers of prayer. The Lord is pleased to still give miraculous answers to prayer in the day we live in. And may this May you and I be brought to seek for those same tokens, for those same answers. Seek at that same place of prayer for that same almighty hand of deliverance, of healing, of blessing to be upon us. That they had witnessed his glorious work and they wanted to see and to know more of it. Well, may the Lord reveal to you and I not just those answers that some have sought for providential things. We do not despise them. Wonderful things they are. That Almighty God should notice little me in all the grand concerns of this universe is a wonder of wonders. And when you think of some of the very small things that some have prayed for, small as in not matters of eternity, not concerning their souls, but maybe daily things where not a lot is really hanging on them, but is an immediate need. And the King of Kings, the Almighty God in heaven, in all the vast concerns of this universe, is pleased to help someone find their keys, or help a child with his exam, or whatever it might be. You know, these things are a wonder of wonders to me. In my small mind, I can understand in a way why the Lord would hear and answer prayers concerning souls, because for that is for his honour and glory. In the salvation of his people and delivering them from their sins, and the particularly when they're brought to testify in an open profession, the honour and glory to God, I can see why these things would be. I still can't understand how the Lord can be merciful to poor sinners, but that's another thing. But I can understand this, that the honour and glory is given to him. But those very small, often secret things that the Lord is pleased to do with those who maybe as of yet are not professing, do not even know their standing regarding their part in his book of life. This to me is a wonder of wonders. And may the Lord so open our eyes that we may truly see the many wonders that God alone is doing. These were watching on and beholding great outward workings of miracles. And how they were drawn, attracted. May the Lord grant us an eye to see in the day we live in how he still is working out his purposes, performing the impossible for many. And may there be the application of it. May the Lord apply them. We don't just want to be, as my pastor often used to say, we don't just want to be onlookers. We want to be partakers. We don't just want to be viewing others. Wonderful that it is Oh, we want this same desire, a like-minded desire as these. They sought, the people sought him. The people sought him. Oh, they must be where he was. They must find him. Oh, where can you and I, in 2022, where will we find him? We won't go to Simon's house. We won't go into the desert, to the solitary place looking for him. Oh, beloved friends, it's at the throne of grace. It's in the reading of his word. It's in the worship of his great and holy name. Oh, it's wherever we might be, in whatever time, day or night we might be. It's calling upon him in a day of trouble. I will deliver thee, saith the Lord, and thou shalt glorify me. Job had that desire, didn't he, to find the Lord. He said, oh, that I knew where I might find him. Oh, I wonder if there's a few of you this evening who say, well, I've observed, I've watched on, and I've seen the Lord at work. Oh, but I can't trace him out in my own circumstances. I can't find him in my own life. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. This is the language of someone looking for something, isn't it? Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. You see, they sought him, and they came. And if you and I are truly seeking after the Lord, we're seeking that we might come to him. Oh, we want to know where he is. We want to know where he's dwelling. Oh, he's dwelling in the hearts of those that have a broken and a contrite heart. Oh, he's pleased to dwell in the hearts of men, women, boys and girls. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. Where will he be found? Oh, beloved friends, he'll be found when you're on your knees in prayer. Oh, when you're pouring out your heart before him. Oh, you'll find your prayer. Your prayer will be heard. Oh, beloved friends, may the Lord so encourage you. Those of you that are seeking after him, seeking his help, seeking his direction. Maybe you've sought it, but you haven't got it yet. Oh, tarry. Wait for him. Keep on praying. Keep on looking. Keep on waiting. You will not wait in vain. The heaviness may endure for the night, but joy must come in the morning. He will appear. May you give him no rest until he do what is needed. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. Job said, today my complaint is bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. It was too much for him. His heart was cast down. He was overrun with everything. He had things in his life all seemed to be upside down and in confusion. And there he was in his deep affliction. And he had lost a loss of many things. And now his friends were, seemed to be aggravating his cause. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me. You see, he's observed. He's observed something of how the Lord is in his dealings with his dear children. And understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? Has he brought me to nothing? Has he emptied me of every hope in myself? Has he brought me as a helpless sinner to his feet to then finish me? To bring me to utter ruin? Is this the way the Lord works? You answer me. Is it? Is this the way the Lord... He does empty. Oh, he does break the heart. Oh, he does bring his dear children into the dust so that they have to put their mouths in the dust. But is it to bring them to nothing? To finish them? To take away all hope forever? It's to strip them. It's to purge them. Is to prepare the ground, is to prepare the heart. He'll have the whole heart, not part. And he empties that he then might fill. Oh, it won't be half empty and then he begin to fill. It'll be emptied, emptied, that it might be filled with his blessing. No, he says, but he would put strength in me. Job 21, read it in your own time, I'd encourage you. Precious chapter of the Word of God. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also, that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Oh, this blessed Lord God Almighty, in whose Son is made known a glorious and a wondrous Saviour. This glorious God-man who was pleased to sit and eat with sinners, who still receives poor, unworthy sinners to himself, he will be found. Oh, he will be found. Oh, that he may, as it were, be hiding himself as it were behind the lattice, but there will be that unveiling. He will appear. Beautiful language, isn't there, in the Song of Solomon? But those words are precious to me in chapter 3. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? Is there a few this evening, and in the reading and the preaching of the word, there is some attraction in this dear Saviour of sinners to you? Oh, there's something precious, something needful, something that your heart goes out after.
Do you know something of that disappointment when it's the Sunday's over and it's back to work on Monday, and you've not really found what you thought you might have as Friday ended and the weekend began? And now you know your mind's going to be back into work and taken up with the things of the day. And there seems to be a little going forward in your heart toward him, and then, oh, it seems to slip back as the busyness of the week begins to pile in again. I sought him, but I found him not. Oh, I said to the watchman, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go. Oh, is that it? They sought him and they came unto him and stayed him. Oh, it is, isn't it? For you as a seeking soul, whether you're seeking for things in prayer, in providence, or whether you are, as we would refer, a seeking soul, seeking after the cleansing of your soul, the forgiveness of your sin, that the guilt and condemnation might be removed. You're seeking for that peace with God. And you've no peace except in him, the giver of peace, the giver of real joy, the one who's made peace between his people and God. Those seeking souls, you're seeking, yes, to know where it is that he might be found. You're seeking, though, that you might go to him, to be one of those coming sinners, venturing in faith with your load of sin to where mercy is to be found. There's a purpose to your seeking. You've got something that you need dealing with. That mountain of sin, that guilt that lies heavy upon you. Yes, you want to know him. You want to know where he dwells. You want to know where he'll be found. You want to come to him. But you want to lay hold of him. To lay hold of him. Oh, it is, isn't it? Cast thy burden upon the Lord. Oh, and how can you, as a poor guilty sinner, cast your burden upon the Lord? To be brought like the Israelite of old, isn't it? Oh, to place your head on that lamb, the sin offering. Or as the priest did with that scapegoat on behalf of the people in that great transaction of transferring the sin onto that goat, that scapegoat, that which would be led away by a fit man into the wilderness to be seen no more. To take it all away. Beautiful illustration, isn't it? Of the work, the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Oh, no wonder John the Baptist pointed, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And those disciples that heard him went to Jesus. They came to Jesus. They weren't disappointed. Everything they thought of, hoped for, looked for, they found in Jesus Christ. Oh, they saw it shadowily in John, The preaching of the everlasting gospel, the forerunner of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. But he confessed he was not the Christ. And pointing to the Lord Jesus, and it was in him, those disciples of John became disciples of Jesus. It was to be made a follower of Jesus. The people sought him and came unto him and stayed him. Oh, that they desired that they might restrain him. You know, my mind went to those on the Emmaus Road and those two walking, Jesus drawing near, and how their hearts went out and how they were moved inwardly, weren't they, as he preached unto them and expounded to them the scriptures concerning himself. And what was the effect as they came to where they were to tarry the night? He made as though he would go a little further. And they constrained him. Oh, it's this same thing, isn't it? They stayed him. They constrained him, saying, "Abide with us." You know, if you have been brought to see a preciousness, some attraction in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the reading and in the preaching, in your private meditations, wherever it might be, the Lord has been pleased to touch your heart and move you in your desire, touch you, your case, deal with your issue, do something for you, there will be a desire for more. Oh, there'll be a wanting to follow on to know him more. Oh, there'll be this abide with us. The thought of drifting back into this lukewarm, half-hearted state. It can never be, Lord, abide with me. Give me this sense of thy love. Give me the sense of the blessing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Give me this sense of that pardon, that peace again and again. It will be, say unto my soul, again I am thy salvation. There will be a wanting to lay hold, and there will be a desire to not let go. I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. They sought him and came unto him and stayed him that he should not depart from them. Well, for you and I in a gospel day, a risen, now exalted Saviour. It is by the indwelling Spirit of God that his abiding presence with us will be known and felt. The Lord is pleased to tabernacle, to dwell in the hearts of his people by faith. And if you and I are true followers and believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, this great gift of the Spirit of God dwelling in us, it's Christ dwelling in our hearts by faith. And then there will be an effect, and you'll know it, and it'll be unmistakable. And I'll use this expression, and it will be addictive. You won't be satisfied with anything short. All other things, these can never satisfy. Oh, there will be a desire, a longing that will go on and grow stronger and stronger until that day when we must and will be brought into his kingdom at last. Well, may there be some seeking him out, some searching diligently for him. And may there be some venturing, some coming to him. An approach, though poor and unworthy and defiled with sin. Oh, the Lord Jesus holds his golden scepter out, but he's not looking for perfection on the other end of it. He's perfect. His people are poor and needy and undone through sin, but it's that calm and welcome. Oh, and it's to touch that scepter. It's to approach, though, of a sinful race, encouraged by faith in him, that he will receive us. He will not despise, but he will receive us on the ground of mercy. Oh, you're on safe ground there, poor sinner. Coming on mercy's ground, none have ever perished on that ground. And then that laying hold and that desire for his presence to be abiding with us. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Oh, may we ever seek to do those things which please him. We do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, but know what it is to walk in the fear of the Lord, to walk tenderly before him, to walk worthy of that high calling. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place. And the people sought him and came unto him and stayed him, that he should not depart from them. May God add his blessing. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Pocock is expected to preach tomorrow evening and Mr. Wheatley next Lord's Day. And Oakington hold their Thanksgiving service on Wednesday evening. And today the collections are for the Christian Institute. Let us close with hymn 788. Come ye humble sinner train, souls for whom the Lamb was slain. Cheerful, let us raise our voice, we have reason to rejoice. Let us sing with saints in heaven, life restored and sin forgiven. Glory and eternal Lord be to our incarnate God. Hymn 788.
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.